What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Stop the World podcast. This is Ricardo.
And Jose.
Jose, what's up, guys? Today is August 1st, so it's the first day of the month. And here we are recording our third podcast, Jose. So how do you feel about the consistency, man?
Well, third week in a row. I think if we keep it going for like another week, I think we got something going.
Right. And you know what I think is, actually, I was thinking about this yesterday, man. You know what I think is great?
What?
So today we're going, for our listeners out there, we're going to an A's game. A's against the
Tampa Bay Rays.
Bay Rays and baseball game, for those that don't know the teams. The game starts at 12, right?
About 35. Mm-hmm.
And we typically have been recording at around 12 in the afternoon, of course. And what I like is that we actually, instead of saying, hey, you know what? We're going to an A's game. Let's just not do the show for the week.
I would have suggested after, but since you're such the morning person, I'm not.
Right.
I think you are. I don't know.
What I thought was great, though, is that we managed to still record it. We didn't give the excuse of, oh, we're going to an A's game, so we can't record.
Yeah.
So thanks, man. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah.
Glad we're doing it.
Even though it's too damn early. But you know what? That's fine.
Hey, man, we'll be fine. Yeah.
I don't want to say, like, oh, let's just get it over with.
So
but
this is my first baseball game of the year. So
your first baseball game. What's your record again? Like 1-7?
Yeah. Every time I go watch the A's, they've only won once, and that was last year. I think it's probably 1-7 now.
Correct. That was with our buddy, actually, Jimmy. If Jimmy's listening, I want to say hello to him. Give him a shout-out.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy? We hope you could have gone with us. You know, you're good luck. But we'll see how we do today, all right?
Hey, I haven't seen them score a run this year, so yeah, they're 0-2 when I go.
Okay, they're due.
I hope so.
All right, Jose. So, just tell me a little bit. How's your week been? Great.
Oh man, hey, guess what? I got back on the blog again, and
nice.
Actually, Project 365 is back up, man.
Awesome. So you completed it?
No, not yet. I'm actually up to April 5th, so I'm like on day 100 and day 301.
I see. So you're uploading them in intervals and in
yeah. Okay. So 64 more days. No, 65 more days because the year was 366 days.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for you guys out there, Jose was doing a Project 365 with photography, taking one picture a day for a year.
Yeah, I don't know if we've explained that yet, but he actually gave a good synopsis of it, which was pretty good.
I think we did in the. We'll talk about it in the future.
Yeah.
So that's good, man. I'm glad you're.
Yeah, and put up a blog last night. Probably won't interest everybody, but it's really interested me. I mean, it's my blog, so.
Right. So you can write whatever you want, man.
I can write whatever I want. It's like freelance writing. I mean, it's for my development as well.
I read your last post and it was interesting, man. You had I actually was leaving a comment, but.
Oh yeah, I read it. Yeah.
Did leave a comment. Right. Yeah. So. It's good, man. You had a lot of interesting things to talk about. So
life's always interesting, man. Yeah. And the way it's thrown at us is just you got to deal with it sometimes. You can't like complain about it all the time.
Yeah. So I'm glad to see that, man. And I'll read your new post probably tonight. And for those of you guys out there, again, Jose's website. What is it again, Jose?
It's falsefinish.wordpress.com.
All right, cool. So we'll check it out and see what you have for us. What's in store? I know it's good. So yeah. Why don't we get started? Are you ready?
Go ahead, man.
All right. So today's episode is going to be a little interesting, I think. It has to do with, let me just tell you how I came up with today's topic. So I remember hearing this quote. It's by a guy. His name is Lou Holtz. Do you know who he is?
Lou Holtz, the football coach
Correct.
That passed away?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
Lou Holtz, that... football coach, he's been doing it, I guess, since what, the early 60s till 2000.
Has he passed away yet, or is he still?
I'm not sure, actually, because I
actually no, that was the other one. That was Joe Paterno, the guy that's actually having some controversy right now over at Penn State, I believe. Lou Holtz, I think, is actually still an analyst with the ESPN. But go ahead, go ahead.
You're right.
So, yeah, sorry.
So he's still alive, and he had this interesting quote. So I'm going to go ahead and quote Mr. Holtz here. He says, "Quote: Don't tell your problems to people. 80% don't care, and the other 20% are glad you have them," end quote. And to me, this was an interesting quote. And
so, hold on. So, 80% said they don't care, and then 20% are glad you have them. Okay, sorry.
So, obviously, the first part makes sense. You know, if you tell, let's just say you tell somebody your problem, the majority of the people that you are going to come contact with are people you probably don't know. You know, if you go to the store or whatever, you're walking along, you're in school, you know, you're not going to know most of the people. So if you tell them a problem, they're really not going to care because they don't know you, right? So that part makes sense, right? I mean, of course, you might find some people that are interested, but most of the time, I think it's probably safe to say that they don't care, really. Now, what really got me thinking was the final part of that. The other 20% are glad you have them. That really got me thinking, man, because I started thinking, what does that exactly mean? I mean,
so how did you like come across this quote? This
Actually, so this is as we already mentioned before, we're big podcast junkies.
Right, right.
So I was listening to this podcast. The name is Every Day is Saturday.
Oh, okay.
With, Sam Crowley, that guy's okay. Fantastic. He's a good motivational speaker. And he gives this sort of his own variation of this quote. And I looked it up, and I felt, you know, maybe he found it from somebody else. I don't know if he mentions that he got it from Lou Holtz, but I looked it up, and that's what it came up to. So
that's pretty fascinating because I wouldn't. It's like the big elephant in the room, I guess, just because it's never mentioned, but it's, you know, it's obvious sometimes.
Right.
It's obvious sometimes.
And I guess Mr. Lou Holtz is also a motivational speaker now. He does that on the side. But so I want to go to the second part where he says the other 20% are glad that you have them, your problems, that is. So do you think that's true, man? Do you think there's people out there that actually are happy to know that you have problems, or just in general, do you think people are happy to hear that other people have problems?
Well, I think I can resonate more so with the 20%
mm-hmm.
because you want people to you want people to talk to you about their problems.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like we know life's not perfect.
Right.
So we're just kind of like, man, I'm so glad like I have somebody that tells me their problems.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, okay, like for example, like let's say I come up to you and tell you, okay, like, oh, my girlfriend is always, you know, she's always trying to get me to do something, but I don't want
to
do it.
Right. So it's good to talk to somebody, right?
Yeah, it's good to talk to somebody. So your friend is always like, man, yeah, I'm so glad they have a problem, because it kind of like in some relationships or some friendship, I guess it's probable that you're always going to be talking about problems. Because I heard a song the other day that I was actually saying that life is, it's actually in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
That life is full of problems. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I could resonate more with that part, but the 80% like not caring, I think it's mostly has to do with how like people as a whole, like yeah, even people like you and I sometimes,
mm-hmm,
we really don't understand like what they're going through.
Right, right.
Like
right.
We can meet somebody and we'll just be like, who cares?
Yeah, that's true. And I know that this quote is not exactly 100%, because like you were saying, I think there's some people out there that generally do care and are willing to listen to you. You know, they don't necessarily feel happy that you have problems. But I was reading this one article, and I forgot to write it down, but it was an interesting article that talks about this, and it's titled something along the lines of people want you to fail. And when I was reading it, he made a lot of good points, the author. And I was also reading the comment portion of the article, and some people were also agreeing that, you know, in a way it is human nature for us to sort of wish that other people fail. And I can honestly speaking, you know, I'm human too, so I can say that I'm guilty of doing this in the past, where, you know, I wish that somebody failed, and a lot of people were agreeing as well. And people would mention that the reasons why, or rather, hold on, let me bring up another interesting point. Some people were even mentioning that even your own friends and family wish that you
failed. So is this on the comment portion of the article? Yeah. Same article?
The comment portion was actually even more interesting, I think, than the article itself, because it actually had people giving their own take on it and their own stories, where there's this one girl who, I can't remember, of course, her name, but she wrote a comment and said that it's not necessarily that people dislike you and that, you know, they want you to fail because they don't like you, but rather because they have negative feelings towards their own selves and where they are up to this point in life. So I think, you know, when you wish, let's say you have a friend who's succeeding, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've known this person for a while, right? So you're good friends with them, and you notice that they've got a good job, you know, they got a, you know, a pretty good paying job and they're well off and they're happy, you know. In a way, of course, you're going to feel glad for them, but you're also going to wish that they fail in the sense, because if you're in a position where your life is maybe rock bottom or you're barely making it, you know, you're going to look at that person and be like, man, you know, I can't believe they're so successful. And then you analyze it through your own life, right? And you sort of wish that you were there, but you're not. And you don't.
So that kind of has to do with how sometimes we'll say, like, no matter how bad or how good your situation, it doesn't last for very long. That kind of has to do something with that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of sad in a way, but, you know, it's human nature, man. I don't know. Have you ever experienced that where you wish that somebody would fail, whether it's a friend, a family?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I can understand the faux part. So, I mean, we can leave that aside, because obviously if you are enemies with somebody, I mean, I don't think you should be. But anyways, it happens. Or if you dislike somebody, obviously you're going to wish for them to fail, right?
So, obviously, actually, we've all had those experiences.
Right.
I can think of one in particular where a lot of people in general, I guess, when you're friends and then they go off and have their own little thing with, like, a girl or something.
I see.
They end up having a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I had one friend in particular who that ended up happening to him. And then I just thought, man, he's going to to me, he just didn't seem like the type that would fit into, like, a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship.
I see.
Just so, because, you know, sometimes what happens is he's very, well, to me anyway, he's very gullible. But we're all gullible, I mean.
Right, true.
Because I myself say that I'm gullible, but yeah, then I say, oh, man, that guy's really gullible. So, you know, I wanted him to fail just right, because I knew it wouldn't work out for him.
I see. So you had a friend who, since you're speaking about relationships, that got into a relationship. So you've known this person.
Oh, I've known. While, I think, right? I've known this person for my whole life, actually.
Oh, okay. So then when this person got a girlfriend, this was the first time?
Yeah, but he had other little, you know,
of course,
side, younger, you know,
right?
Yeah, when he was younger, yeah. Uh-huh.
I see. So when he got a girlfriend, then you sort of felt like, man, I wish he fails.
Yeah, and I think that has to do with me too, is like, you know, I myself have never had a girlfriend, so I don't know what that's like.
Right.
So, and I, just think, like, sometimes you just want to. You want to be in that person's shoes, but you don't
exactly.
want to. Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, that's true. And some of the things that people were, you know, pointing out, like, what's the reason that people, you know, wish for their own friends and family to fail? And, you know, again, a lot of times it's sort of like a defense mechanism, I think, you know, because you try to shield yourself from your own lack of success, right? So, I mean, I don't know, man. It's a pretty interesting topic, I would say. And
do you think sometimes it has to do with jealousy too? Because
I wrote that.
It's like sometimes I just view life as a competition. It's not survival of the fittest.
Right.
It's who's best suited for the environment.
Right.
And we all have very different personalities. And we all want to, like, some people are competitive. Some people are just very passive aggressive. Others are just like, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And jealousy is it's a very big component of that.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. Jealousy is definitely, I would say, a culprit, right? And and why you would feel that you should, you know, have that urge that you want to see people fail. But I don't know, man. It's an interesting thing. But I guess, in a way, do you think it's human nature? Do you think people sort of wish to see other people fail, especially friends and family?
Yes and no, because you want to feel happy for that person.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you want to sort of be, you don't want to see that person go away, I guess.
Right.
You don't want to, sometimes I think we're just complacent also.
Right, okay.
We just want to keep things the way they are.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, we want things to change.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, have you ever felt like maybe somebody in your friends or your family have ever wished that you would fail? Did you ever get that feeling that, you know, that despite your success or your road to success that you're in, did you ever feel like somebody sort of wished that you...
No, actually, the funny thing is that I've never really experienced that. I wanted to see myself fail.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of people were just saying, like, even prior to the past few years, it was like, it's very negative. I was anyway. And then, like, all of a sudden, I just said, why be so negative? Like, I was negative towards myself because I didn't want to disappoint other people.
Right.
But then I saw, why, who am I trying to impress? Right, you know, right. I just want to be me. But then it was always like with my mom and my dad and other people, it was just like, just try. I mean, there's nothing wrong with trying.
Exactly, right.
But I was negative towards myself because, you know, I just thought, man, this isn't going to happen. This isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that just had to do with me because I had other forces that were kind of like leading me towards like failing.
Right.
At least myself anyway.
Yeah, and I have a story to share. It's from a friend. I'm not going to name any specific names, just, you know, just to keep it anonymous, just because I don't think it's right to share other people's stories without having their permission. But I'm going to make it as broad as possible, but it's going to follow along the lines of what we're talking about. Sorry if you hear some planes out there. We're actually outside of Mission College right now.
It's not like we're next to an airport or anything.
Yeah, though. We're on the third floor of the Mission College building here. We can see we're at the heart of Silicon Valley, man. Sorry to get off track, but we are in the heart of Silicon Valley, man. You see around us, man, we can see all the buildings, right?
Hey, I passed by the 49ers stadium the other day.
Yeah, so So we're actually recording here on the Mission College on the third floor, outdoors. It's a nice day.
I know. So I can't wait for the baseball game.
But anyways, going back to the story that I had to share, one of my friends in the recent past, he started a business. And he started a business based on something that he's really good at. And he has this friend who he's known for a while, since high school. So that's about, I don't know, about 8 years, I believe, since the beginning of high school. So when he started his business, he started off on the right foot. He was selling his products, and he was making pretty decent money. Of course, not a whole lot, but a respectable amount. And his friend, he would not support him in any way. Like, his friend would try to, you know, give him a discount on this specific merchandise he was trying to sell him. That he was making, and his friend wouldn't budge. He even said, you know, I'm not going to waste my money on, you know, this thing that, you know, I don't really like, which is understandable. But, you know, I think, you know, if you have a friend, you know, I think if you really care about them or if you want them to succeed, I think, you know, you have to, you know, support them and, you know, at least give them some verbal support as well. But I had this feeling that he wanted him to fail based on the fact that I felt he didn't particularly stand where he wanted to be.
So your friend that was wanted the discount wanted the other person to fail.
Yeah, he did. And the reason why is because he sort of hinted it as well. He said that, oh, you know, you don't have any experience in business. You've never taken any business classes. So you're, you know, like, he was pretty much hinting, you know, I want you to fail, or I know you're going to fail. And I mean, he never really gave any, it's understandable to suggest to a friend, hey, you know, you got to be careful, you know, like, you don't have experience with it, you should really look into it. But he never said that. He just straight out said, you know, you never taken classes, you don't know how to run a business. And he would do this behind his back as well. He would tell it to me, and, you know, I just felt like, man, you've known this guy for a while, and, you know, I think you should be supporting. I didn't say this to him, you know, I didn't want to start any trouble, but I just let him speak his thoughts, and I got that feeling. So
that's another thing, actually, is that the whole, and he would he tell you this, your friend, would, like, he tell you, he would talk about your other friend, like, he would talk behind his back to you?
Yes, he would. He would say the reasons why it wasn't going to be successful, which is understandable, but he never really offered any sort of positive feedback or constructive criticism, I would say.
Nothing at all. It was just like, it wasn't going to succeed. It was going to fail.
Pretty much. And
is this at the beginning, or is this like, is this more towards so like when he started actually like getting into it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it happened in both ways, when he started as well as when he was actually selling things and
Oh, okay.
making money. So mean, I don't know. It's pretty sad, I suppose, you know. But again, you know, I think we're all guilty out there. Even to our listeners out there, I'm sure you could think of a time where, you know, you were in a position where you saw a friend or a family member, you know, succeeding, and in a way you sort of felt jealous, and maybe you felt, hey, you know, man, deep down inside you felt, you know, as a friend, I really hope that they succeed. But at the same time, you're thinking, man, you know, like, if they're successful, how is that going to make me look, in a way, you know? Because you feel like that's going to reflect badly on you, or you're going to feel sort of maybe some pressure to, I don't know. I mean, it could be good, you know, if you see somebody else succeeding, that can fire you up a little bit and make you try harder to really get where you actually want to be. But at the same time, it could also bring you down and make you sad. Like, man.
The hardest part is probably measuring success.
Right.
Because let's say somebody has a good job, but are they really happy? Are they really content?
That's true. Yeah. No, that's true. I think that's another interesting thing. I think even if somebody has a job, and if it's one of your friends and it's a good job, but you see them unhappy, you sort of feel like, man, see, he got this job and he thought he was going to be happy, you know? And then you sort of feel like this victory inside, feeling like,
I guess what's funny is that, I guess that's the way, I think we brought it up a few months ago. It was a psychology term, actually.
Oh, Schadenfreude.
No, it's called, yeah, that too. It's actually the inside group and the outside group. I think you brought it up to me, actually.
Oh, in-group, out-group bias, something like that?
Yeah, something. Yeah, it's like, okay, like, you know, once a person leaves a job or goes on to greener pastures, it's like, okay, now that person's like, you know, they're doing well, but then, you know, we're stuck here. So it's like...
Right.
Yeah, I think that's something that's pretty interesting, actually, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's, yeah, and even the term that I just mentioned, Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure who coined this term. I'm really trying to...
So it's, I believe that that's the term that describes...
Well, it's a German word. Schaden means unfortunate.
Oh.
And Freude means pleasure.
Oh, so you enjoy people,
like
you enjoy people, you enjoy watching them suffer.
Pretty much, like, people get a joy out of watching other people suffer, in a way.
Oh, okay.
And I guess I think that also is, I think the reaction is that it makes you feel good about yourself when you see someone.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you feel like, you know, I'm not in that position. And let's say you don't even try. Let's say this person is trying to do something, you know, to better themselves, and you see them fail. You know, you think, you know, all how they failed, you know, sucks for them to be in that position. But at the same time, you know, that person that's wishing bad on the other, they have no room to really talk, because chances are they're not even trying themselves. They're the ones that are afraid to really take the risk, you know, of failing, which is another thing, you know.
It's actually weird, because I remember this past summer, you know, it wasn't even like a week ago, took two classes for the summer, and I actually talked to somebody, one of my friends. And they said that, oh, it's really hard to be taking two summer classes.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
So do you feel like this person was trying to discourage you, or?
No, not really discourage me, because I had already been taking part in the classes.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, okay, I understand that it's hard.
Right.
I understand. But even though I didn't get one subject as well as the other.
Right.
It was still worthwhile, because, you know, that experience is still there.
No, definitely. Right.
Yeah.
You're right. You know, it doesn't hurt to try. You're right, man. And I've told you before, I give you big time props for trying to do, first of all, two summer classes. And
yeah, it was pretty intense.
Math class.
Yeah.
You know, and so definitely, you know, even if you didn't succeed, I'm sure you succeeded in one class. But if the other one you didn't, at least you got something out of it, right?
Yeah.
You got some experience.
Actually,
some knowledge.
I actually want to give an update, because I actually signed up for my for another stats class for the fall.
Okay.
So it should be pretty fun. Tuesday nights, so it works out perfectly.
Right, man. And I'm pretty sure this time, based on what you've learned over the summer, you'll
16
be
weeks as opposed
off.
To six. Yeah,
right, man.
It should be a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I remember back in... I think it was 2007, 2008 when I was on this very own campus. I still remember this moment. I was in French class with two other people that I became friends with at that point. And one of them was this, he was a, where was he from? He was somewhere.
Somewhere in Europe?
Yeah, east from Moldova, which was a country that was part of the former Soviet Union. So he spoke Russian. And at that point, I started getting interested in learning languages. So I was taking French at that moment, and I found it fun. I was having a lot of fun doing it and feeling like I found a way to make it easier to learn languages. And then I wanted to do Russian because it's, you know, Russia's been a country that I've been fascinated for the longest time since I was a kid. So, you know, I like the people, the culture and whatnot. So I wanted to learn the language. And I remember telling my classmate this, who was a Russian speaker, and he tried to discourage me big time. He was saying, you know, are you sure you want to do this? It's a very hard language. It's completely different from any other. You know, it's going to be hard. It's not easy as it is compared to French. You know, you have to learn a whole different alphabet. There's, at that point, he said there's this thing called noun cases, which I won't go into detail because I don't want to bore anyone.
You don't want to bore anyone with your fascination with language.
Yeah, he was throwing all these grammatical terms at me that, you know, he tried to discourage me. He never offered help or said, yeah, you know what, I'll help you out. If you have questions or anything, you know, just ask me. The way it sounded to me, you know, it's as if he didn't want me to do it for whatever reason. And I did it anyways. You know, I didn't let the fear of failing or the unknown keep me from doing it. So I picked up Russian and I had success.
It probably had something to do, though, with the fact that you were not of the European descent, I think, though.
Yeah, too. And because it was kind of, I want to say there was sort of like a slight competition. I remember back in that classroom, we got along, but when it came to the grades and stuff, we would compete in a way. Sadly, I guess, but I don't know. That's for a whole different topic. But I don't know. I guess that's my story that I have to share. Where, you know, I didn't let the fear of failure get in my way. But I mean, it still ties in with the fact that, you know,
people want to see you fail.
Even your good friends, man, deep down inside.
Deep down inside, huh? Yeah, I can probably say I've probably wanted to see you fail. You probably wanted to see me fail, too.
You know, man, maybe so, man.
Maybe, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's human nature, and I think, I mean, we could talk a little bit about what we think is the best way to approach, you know, I guess having that feeling of desire to see somebody else fail. How would you approach to maybe?
I believe that when you see somebody attempting something, the best thing to do is probably to encourage them.
Right.
But also be very, try not to be negative,
definitely,
I guess.
Definitely, yeah.
Try to understand what the person's going through. Maybe they want to learn something. Maybe they want to try to learn something new. Right. Maybe they want to do a hobby.
Right.
For example, like, let's say, like, I have a friend that tells me, okay, Jose, like, let's say, do you want to lose weight? Okay, then get your ass to the gym.
Right, right.
Let's say I'm trying.
Right.
Let's say I'm trying. But that friend is very supportive. You know, they're telling me, man, you can do it. You can do it.
Right.
And I attempted, but still no losing weight. But at least, you know, it's better to be exercising and then to not lose weight than to actually not attempt it.
Right.
You know, that's always the best thing to do is just encourage people, tell them, you know what, it's all right. You know, you got a friend that will try to help you out.
Yeah, I think it's good to be supportive. Yeah. Instead of, I think the way that you can transform those negative feelings, you know, of wishing someone to fail into something positive. So I'm kind of that kind of person that I always try to find, you know, some light of positivity, you know, in every situation. So I think, do you want to say something?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I feel like if you start to feel like you're getting those negative thoughts of, man, I wish that person failed, I think you should really try to make an effort to stop and see, you know, okay, my friend is succeeding, someone in my family is succeeding, you know, and instead of feeling, I guess, jealousy towards them, stop and really think, you know, I'm really happy for them because this person is part of, you know, they're part of my life, and, you know, I've known this person, you know, for how long, and They've been there for me. We've shared a lot of great times, conversations, you know, exchanged thoughts and ideas. So, you know, you wouldn't want to wish something bad on this person. And I think when you get those thoughts, you should really think, like, you know, you should use it to your own advantage in a way also. You know, if you see someone succeed, you know, try to replicate that. Try to say, hey, you know what? They're doing something good. And it's sort of like an eye-opener, you know. If you start to feel bad about your own position, think where you're not succeeding and, you know, and think where you can improve. And, again, use that sort of jealousy and transfer it into motivation. Okay, I'm going to do that. I've been wanting to do it for a while. You know, get started, you know. So I think that's one way to sort of tackle that.
Even though you and I are kind of, how do you call it, younger?
Yeah.
I can think of one example where that's actually, I've been jealous of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you get out of high school and you just want to find a job?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, now you got to find a job because high school is basically a lot of work, a lot of homework,
right,
a lot of classwork. So once you get out of high school, it's like, man, now you got to find a job. Now you got to make your own living. Your parents aren't gonna pay everything for you.
Right, right.
And I remember my friend actually, one of my closer neighbors in the condos we used to live in.
Mm-hmm.
He found a job before I did.
I see. Okay.
And I was very, like, you know, envious. Very, you know, it'd be nice to have your own money.
Right.
And I tried. I tried really hard to find a job after high school.
Yeah.
And I finally stumbled upon it, yeah, you know. Right. But then I thought, like, man, it feels good. But then, like, you know, this other friend of mine I believe he was more privileged just because he came from a different background as I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, I thought, man, like, you know, I have all this money, but I have to spend it on stuff. Now it was my own money.
Right.
And this guy actually.
He doesn't have to.
He didn't have the struggles that I did. That's what I thought at the time anyway.
So you mean like pay bills and stuff?
Yeah.
So he basically got it paid for by.
He basically got it paid for. But then I thought, like, why am I so, like, pissed at him? Or why am I so mad at him? Because, you know, it's because I saw my own faults, you know.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So you start thinking, you know, what did I do in life to...
Yeah, what did I do in life to deserve this? You know, you know, that's what you ask yourself sometimes is, you know, what did I do to deserve this? But then you realize, like, it's just part of life.
That's true, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? At the same time, like you said before, you can't be tough on yourself, you know.
Oh, no, you can't.
Sort of, you know, I guess being a victim of these thoughts or these feelings that you have, these negative feelings towards people. Because, of course, you know, we're human. You know, it's not like we're born to know what's right and what's wrong.
We're not robots, man.
Exactly. You know, you got to experience things. And along the way, you'll mature a little bit, or you'll come across somebody who will, you know, open your mind a little bit, and you'll see it differently. You know, someone will teach you something. You'll learn from your own mistakes. You'll learn from the mistakes of others. So, you know, it's just a learning experience. So can't necessarily, you know, be mad at yourself for doing that. But that's interesting. I've never heard that story for you.
Hey, you know what?
Yes.
You're the first person that heard it on this podcast, Stop the World podcast. Yep.
There you go, guys. So I think, do you have anything else you want to share pertaining to this topic? Or
One more thing, actually.
All right.
Okay. So one of the strangest things that has ever happened to me had to do actually with a close friend of mine a couple years ago. And I remember we were walking towards, we were walking around in a mall. And he had actually gone through a breakup.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking about a friend of ours that had actually recently gotten into a relationship.
Right.
And I remember that, you know, he wanted me to be in his position.
Yeah.
I think sometimes what happens too is, like, your friends want you to be in that other person's position where the, you know, the girl should be yours.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's perfect. Well, in his eyes, the girl was perfect for me.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, so.
I think I know the story.
Yeah. I think you've heard it before, actually. I think sometimes what happens is like friends want other people to succeed, and like friends of yours want you to succeed over others. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, they kind of like they throw that on you and you kind of start to believe it a little.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's sometimes a lot of it has to do with manipulation too.
Oh,
like
man.
You start to believe it. Like, you know,
that's true.
Yeah. Like, you know, I can understand like, oh, you know, like they themselves are jealous that, right. You know, but when you start to throw it on other people, then it's like, man, you start to believe your own bullcrap.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I think that's actually at some point later on in the future, I think we could talk about more in detail.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up. Just a little teaser.
Yeah, that's good. I know. Obviously, I know you and my, you know, I've heard of your stories pertaining to that, and you know they're pretty interesting. And I think there's a lot to learn from that that people would find fascinating. So
yeah,
you know, I think we got to talk about that in the near future.
Oh yeah, definitely. I just wanted to bring that up for a little tease.
Thanks, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what, man? I feel fired up now.
Oh, I hope you do, man.
Yeah, man. So, but it's officially now 10 o'clock in the morning, and I think we should be heading out soon, right? To go.
Yeah, watch the A's. Parker against AJ Cobb.
There you go. We'll see how they do. Hopefully they win for us, right?
Oh, I hope so, man.
The A's right now are in
the at least better score a run, man.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the thick of the playoff race, so we want to see our team succeed.
Yeah.
We don't want them to fail.
Oh, of course not.
Secretly, we
of course not. You know what? That's another thing. Don't you find that funny sometimes? Is like we want our sports teams to fail, even though, you know, they don't really dictate how our mood is. Because, like, I remember you and I used to, like, complain a lot about how the Oakland A's would, like, really, like,
lousy,
just how lousy they were, how they would ground into double plays, how they couldn't catch
a ball.
Predictable. Yeah, I remember, like, when they would have rallies and then they just, like, rally killers, man.
We would pretty much know what was going
to happen. We would want to see the A's fail. Exactly, yeah.
We got to throw it. Remember, we used to laugh.
Yeah, but, say, no, but the funny part is,
look, Jason Kendall's going to ground down to double play. There he goes. We
laughing. Yeah, but but these guys make millions of dollars, man.
That's true.
So we can laugh, of course.
No, that gives me something to think about, man. I gotta, you know, I'm still not where I want to be in the sense of, you know, where I want to stop feeling failure towards other.
Yeah.
So this is good, man. I'm glad we talked about this.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this will give definitely a perspective for for days to come. So
yeah,
I think that's it for this podcast. So we're gonna end it here. So thanks for listening.
So one more story, actually.
Yes,
for it's actually from the news. Good news is hardly ever talked about, but
well, that's right. You had a story.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Just something I wanted to share. It's always good to share some news, but a poodle named Pooh saved one of her owner, actually, and she's blind, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
So it happened in Alabama, and the dog actually jumped like from like 6 feet, I think.
Wow.
To grab her leash to have her owner take her outside because there was actually a gas leakage. You know, gas leakages, of course, you know, the house would explode.
Right.
So I don't know how she alerted people, but I guess her gas line had like her pipeline had broken.
Wow.
And they went outside, you know, that could have been big trouble, man.
Yeah.
Like it could have been like huge. And that's always some good news to share, I guess. You know, animals saving people.
People's life, yeah.
Yeah, it's always good, man.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad you found some, out of all the negative news out there, you found something positive to share.
Just something. The news want to see people fail too, by the way.
They do, right?
I just wanted to throw that in there for
that's
the
interesting.
Last.
See, there you go, man. Yeah. All the negativity is all around
you,
right?
Yep, exactly.
All right, Jose, well, thanks for sharing this. It's a good way to end it.
Positive exactly, story. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's it for today.
All right.
Right?
Thanks,
next
bud.
Week, new episode.
New episode. My turn, actually, again.
So you'll have something interesting for us.
I hope I will.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks, bud.